All right, then, it is just coming up to 8:45, bang on time, and in studio, Shauna is here because, Shauna, you went yesterday on your travels.
I did.
And you went to Greenmount National School. Is that in the city?
Just outside.
Just outside, yeah.
A place called Green Street.
Green Street.
About 11 minutes from here, to be precise.
Okay, Miss Google Maps here. So this is our latest trip to the primary schools across the country, and Shauna had decided to kill two birds with the one stone, seeing as we were down here doing the show.
Yeah.
Go to Cork. Exactly, but that's what it's all about. So you headed off to meet the students from Greenmount National School. Now, there's loads of them, so I'm sorry, but I normally read out the list of all the names. There's about 45 of them or something.
We'd be here all day, but it was the second and third class, and they were just full of chat. Yeah. They were brilliant. And I could have left every single second of the...
But Dermot and Dave want to come on.
Exactly,
in a while, you know,
yes.
So.
Yeah.
But thank you to Ms. Herrick, Mr. O'D, Ms. Neff, and all the SNAs, the Secretary Burr. The secretaries are great. You know, I love the secretaries. The secretaries are fantastic.
Yeah, the heart and soul of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they know everything. They know everything.
The good and the bad.
They know the teachers' backstories as well.
Yeah.
And they know the kids as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, good old secretaries. So hi, Bear, and Principal Finbar Hurley, who organised the visit as well.
And Finbar's a big fan of the show. He was delighted.
How are you, Finbar? Yeah. And obviously a great Cork man with a name like Finbar.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so what did you ask them about?
So obviously this week there was a lot of talk about the Euro Millions, and we all were dreaming about what we would do with that money if we won. So I asked the kids, you know, how it might change your life to win that much money, what would be the first thing they'd buy, and how much money is too much. So here's what they had to say.
A new house. It would have purple walls and wooden floors.
Wow, cool.
Like, you would see all this stuff and you would want to buy it, and you say, oh, I have thousands of money, so I'll buy it. And then after a few days you'll be like, oh, my money's gone.
Everybody will want some, and then you don't know who to give it to.
I buy Europe because I would like to be the king of Ireland.
Do you think money can buy people's happiness?
No, because the only thing that would probably make me happy if my nan was still alive.
Ah, okay.
You think you're all rich and powerful, it makes you, like, all corrupted or something. And I think family is all you need just to be happy.
Ah,
and friends.
Yeah.
I would buy Dublin.
Would you?
Because then Cork could be the capital of Ireland.
I love it.
Oh, brilliant.
And listen, everybody, look after your nans out there. That was really nice, wasn't it?
That got me, I have to say. I had to take a second. It was very sweet.
And the purple walls as well.
Purple walls and wooden floors.
Yeah, purple
that's
walls.
That's the first thing
that's
she did.
That's all I want. And of course, we had our own little dream with the lotto. Euro Millions.
We did. So unfortunately, it was not to become a reality for us.
But even so, it's short-lived. It's, you know, it's kind of 24
magical.
Hours. We just felt, my God.
Just,
and we were saying, will we come in and some of us were going to come in and gloat. Some of us were...
I'd always come in.
Yeah.
I would.
But it's nice to have the choice.
It is.
Wake up in the morning and say,
I might come in on Monday, though.
Today. Anyway, you also asked the Greenmount National School in Green Street in Cork. You asked them about what else?
About fake tan, fake nails, fake eyelashes. Something that a lot of us wear. I wear, you know, a couple of those things on a daily basis. But I asked the kids what they thought of these things and if they knew anyone who used them.
Well, my sister does it all the time. She puts on fake tan every week.
Yeah.
It looks extra orange. When she gets it on first, it looks good. But then when it's like round about the end of the week, it's just horrible.
My mum always wears it. She always goes to Penny's to get it.
Right.
It makes like your skin very darker, but it's not real tan.
My mum uses like something. She has like a pencil thingy. I don't know what's that for.
And what does she do with it?
She draws on herself.
Why do you think people do it?
Because they just want people to like them. I would rather them have their normal stuff on instead of just acting cool.
And what does it do?
Makes you look tender. You should look yourself. You don't need to put everything on, but only if you're going out you can put stuff on.
My mum, she always wears makeup and eyelashes, and sometimes they fall out.
So the truth will out. Yeah. Listen, we all wear them, you know. But
well, speak for yourself.
Well.
Yeah. So thank you very much once again to all of the children there in the Greenmount National School, Green Street in Cork, and Miss Herrick, Mr. O'D, Ms. Neff, all the SNAs, Principal Finbar Harley, and of course, the Secretary Burr. Where would we be without you, Bear?
Exactly.
Shauna, thanks very
much. Thanks a million.
That was great. That was really good. You could listen to them all day.
I loved it.
Have you any more?
Another hour's worth there.
Thanks a million. Okay, here's a new song from the Riptide Movement. Welcome back, boys. Something Special.